Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Science Unscripted. It is Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we are going to talk today on this episode about some really scary sounding headlines that more or less say something along the lines of people have died after getting a COVID-19 vaccine. That is technically true, but what we're here to talk about today is how the story is much more complicated than that and how those headlines are extremely misleading. To do that, we have our DW colleague in studio with us, Jordan Wilden. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hey, Jordan.
So, Gabe, why don't you fire out? You've got one of the headlines right in front of you. Why don't you fire that one off?
Let's start right here in Germany. This was in a newspaper, I assume. Deaths after coronavirus vaccination.
Yeah.
What happened there, Jordan?
So in this case, there were 10 deaths after a coronavirus vaccination, several hours to 4 days after the vaccine was given, all with people aged 79 to 93 years old. Every single one of them had pre-existing conditions, and that has been checked out, that's been investigated. And what had essentially happened here was that the vaccination had kind of inflamed underlying conditions and other problems as like the side effects. So obviously when you have a vaccination, you will also have some side effects. You will get a bit of nausea, you'll get headaches, there'll be various other little things. In seriously ill patients, that can cause bigger problems. And this is essentially what happened here, is they had multiple pre-existing conditions and they were kind of pushed along because of the side effects that are present in vaccines.
And this was checked out by regulatory bodies here in Germany that the vaccine was not the main cause of death in these cases?
Yeah, indeed. So that was checked out. Everything was looked into, each of the cases. The details of the cases weren't given, obviously, for patient confidentiality and privacy. And in all of the cases, they essentially said it's not more frequent than expected, essentially just because of the way that the vaccine interacts with your body. So it's not like the vaccine itself had caused the death, but when you have many underlying conditions, when you're older, frail, that it's more likely to have complications alongside it.
I'm going to go to Spain now with a headline that reads, at least 7 die at a care home after getting Pfizer COVID-19 jab. Now, this one sounds scarier because if you're talking about one home, 7 deaths in one home, that one sounds suspiciously like an extremely negative reaction to the vaccine.
Yes. With this case, it was actually quite different. So all 9 deaths had been attributed to complications with the COVID-19 infection. So people had actually then got infections after having the vaccine. So that had been checked out.
So this is at one single care home.
One single care
home. Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
They get the first injection.
Yeah.
Yep.
And before it really takes effect, they get infected with the actual coronavirus from outside the facility.
Exactly.
The immunity had.
So yeah, it usually takes 10 to 14 days after the first vaccination for it to be effective, which in this unfortunate situation, there was a coronavirus outbreak in the care home shortly after. So I think it was a couple of days after. Some had been attributed to possibly before. They can't work out exactly when it was.
Sure.
Incubation periods, 5 to 6 days for COVID-19. So it could have been that they had got the virus, then had the vaccine, and then started showing symptoms.
Real quick, who is reporting these kinds of headlines? These are dangerous headlines that we here at DW, I mean, knock on wood that we don't ever do something like this, but we don't publish this kind of stuff. Who is?
I mean, there's a huge variety of outlets. I mean, a lot of times it will be a story does need to be reported on. If there are a lot of deaths, then, okay, this thing has happened. It's the way in which it's reported that's the sort of more scary thing, and the thing that causes misinformation online is when people are writing a story and saying, okay, this amount of people are dying after the vaccine. Yeah. Which is read instantly when you're just scrolling through your feeds online or you just hear it on the radio or something, is, oh, those people died because of the vaccine. And in all of the cases we looked at, this was coincidental just after.
That's the way our brain works.
Yeah,
if we hear that something happens right after something, the causal link is that we do that ourselves.
Yeah.
But in this case, that causal link is not there. That has to be said, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, also there's other outlets as well that will push it. So both Russian and China state media have sort of pushed this a little bit further and said, like, so after this vaccine, we'll name a specific vaccine, then there were deaths.
Our vaccines.
Not our vaccines.
Their vaccines.
Yeah. And vice versa as well.
Let's head to the US for our next scary headline here. Government database shows 181 deaths following COVID-19 vaccine.
This one's a lot more complicated to break down. So I'm shuffling my paper to try and work all of this out. So there's 181 deaths. This was as of me checking this. The claim is based on a press release from Children's Health Defence, which is an anti-vaccination advocacy group.
Okay, strike one.
There we go. They say it's from a government database. That's sort of true. So the information apparently has come from the VAERS system, which is a self-reported system where people will say, okay, my child had a vaccine and there was this problem. However, it was then put through another anti-vaccination organization. So they collated the data, put it on their own website alongside other user-submitted data, and then published this saying, this has come from this government database, but we're just hosting it on our website.
I mean,
So the 181 deaths did not happen, or
we cannot verify.
Nobody
it.
Knows.
So even in the VAERS system itself, which is technically a government database, they explicitly say that you can't actually interpret this to reach conclusions about safety of vaccines at all.
And let's be honest. Individuals' ability to self-report the causal factors of either an illness or a death is not only limited, it's not reliable at all.
I have personally thought during this year that I've had COVID like 16 times.
Maybe you have, Gabe.
So
no.
In terms of self-reporting.
Yeah. And I mean, also you've got concerned family members and parents that will be like, oh, my child's had a vaccine. Obviously not with Corona, the COVID vaccine. That's hasn't happened yet. But with other vaccines, this has been going on for years. There was a study looked into this 5 years ago that said, look, this data isn't reliable.
Sure.
Any one of us here could go on and report it now.
And not a bad idea to have a reporting mechanism, but to have news outlets report on that as if it were reliable data is wrong. Let's go to Norway, Scandinavia.
Okay.
30 people died in nursing homes following the coronavirus vaccine.
Yes. So this was one of the biggest ones, also the biggest in terms of numbers.
I remember this one popping up.
Reports of deaths. Yeah. And this has been spread around a lot. And this is one of the ones that's discussed quite often. Again, this has been a case where they've looked at it and it's all frail or terminally ill patients. And it's not out of line with the average number of deaths in Norwegian care homes. So, of course, unfortunately, people die in care homes. If there were zero deaths after coronavirus vaccines in a care home and there were no deaths at all, that would be a miracle because there's expected deaths anyway.
A divine intervention, perhaps?
It's an anti-aging, has
exactly.
other properties.
One thing I'd like to say about this one, I did look into this because I love Norway. Some of the people who died here were already in palliative care.
Yeah.
What are they getting vaccines for if they've already begun palliative care?
Right, so they're on their way out.
Yeah, this is something that's not actually been described anywhere. And this is one of the big things that people are asking is, okay, so the vaccination itself is not causing deaths, but if there is known side effects, especially in elderly people who might not even ever be exposed, how are we looking at how are we doing vaccination drives when this actually might not be helpful and could be more of a risk?
Yeah, interesting ethical debate there.
Different can of worms.
Yep.
Belgium, where Gabe and I were just a few days ago, 14 deaths after coronavirus vaccinations.
Yes, again, causality hasn't been found. This is the common theme here, that this has been investigated, all of these, by the national health agencies that are sort of overlooking this. All of the patients in this case were over 70. Five of them were over 90, according to the Brussels Times. And the information about the individuals hasn't been released. Essentially, that was assessed as well and said, to date, there's no formal causal relationship that's been found there.
So that causal link has not been found anywhere. That is the bottom line.
Exactly.
Wait, we've got one more.
Peru. Oh. Peru, what happened? Yeah. What happened in Peru, Jordan? Sorry.
Peru, again, it's a wholly different scenario. So this case was a single person had died in a vaccine trial, and she had died of COVID-19 related pneumonia. So she had got the virus after receiving the vaccine. The twist here is that she wasn't administered the vaccine. She was in the placebo group. So she wasn't even given anything because they were testing whether the vaccine works.
And there were still headlines out there saying that a COVID vaccine killed her?
Yes. So the headline was, volunteer in vaccine trial dies of COVID-19 pneumonia.
Technically true. But again, it reminds me of way back when some of the first coronavirus vaccines were being trialed. Similar severe adverse events and everyone getting really concerned. I believe in that case, it was the AstraZeneca trial. and it turned out to be someone from the placebo group. So we've done this before. Looks like we're doing it again.
Yeah.
I know that, Jordan, you spent a lot of time researching what's happening on Telegram. So I thought, even though this technically was not part of your article, which, by the way, it was one of the most clicked article on DW.com for a while.
If you type into Google vaccine deaths, that's the first thing that pops up. Yeah. So,
And I know this wasn't in your article, but you do a lot of research on Telegram and what's happening there. And so I thought I'd throw this one at you as well. This comes from Iran, from a cleric with about 200,000 followers on his Telegram account. Mm-hmm. And he wrote there, quote, "Don't go near those who have had the COVID vaccine. They have become homosexuals." What's your take?
Well, there is no scientific evidence yet to say whether or not that is. But also,
don't go near
clearly,
them.
This is the most absurd. I had to throw that in. The most absurd piece of obvious misinformation, but unfortunately, because of the follower count, has probably propagated quite a bit.
Will have totally skyrocketed.
So, Jordan, thank you for clearing up some of the wild misinformation that is floating around, not just social media channels, but even in, you know, some big news outlets.
If our listeners want to read in text form your work, what is the headline of your article?
It's Fact Check, colon, Are COVID-19 Vaccines Causing Deaths? And the answer, clearly,
is no.
No.
Like, absolutely not.
Jordan, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Any questions out there, or if you have anything to say, su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.